Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. Hope everybody had a meaningful, uplifting, inspirational Chagat Pesach and a restful one as well. As you can hear, my voice is not well rested, and so we'll try near Hashem to get through today's introduction to Perek Chafez, Chapter 22, a very packed and exciting Perek, and looking forward to learning it together near Hashem. So as we always do, let's begin with an introduction, not more than that today, and we're going to just cover the first pasuk, which is important because it really sets the tone for the entire chapter. I'm going to begin backwards today because it's going to give you a hint to what we're going to discuss. And if you look at the Vilna Gaon's Maaseh Rav, which is important, I have it in the back of my Siddur that I dive in with every single day, the Gra Siddur. In the back is called the Maaseh Rav, which is the Minhagim recorded from the Gra. And in there, Chaim Volozhin writes that the Gra said that this parak, chapter 22, parak chafez, was the Shir Shalyom for Purim. You know, we're usually accustomed to having, you know, seven Shir Shalyoms, one for each day of the week, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and so on and so forth. But according to many, there were actually other Prakim HaShehillim that were supposed to be done on certain holidays, certain special days, not just the regular one. In fact, the Vilna Gaon would point out there's only one Shir Shalyom per day. And so as far as I recall, that for example, during Elul, when we say L'David Hashem Ori, that would be the Shir Shalyom for that day. You would not necessarily say the one for the daytime. But that aside, for Purim has its own special Shir Shalyom. That's this chapter, Parak 22. And we'll see in a minute the connection from this chapter to Purim. Let's begin with the first pasuk. L'amnaseach al-Yelech HaShachar, Mizmor L'David. Again, we've seen these introductions before. L'amnaseach is for the conductor. Mizmor LeDavid is a psalm or some kind of a song for David. In the middle, we have the words Ayelech HaShachar, and those words are going to define what the pasuk, what the parak, the chapter is about. Rashi here cites three possibilities what the chapter could refer to. Number one, it could be a musical instrument of some sort, Ayelech HaShachar, some kind of musical instrument used in those times. Number two, it could refer to Bnei Yisrael, because the idea of a shachar, or a shining dawn, is like Bnei Yisrael to Hashem, that Hashem loves them and welcomes them like somebody would the dawn after a very long night. And so that's how Hashem feels, or David expresses how Hashem feels about Bnei Yisrael. And thirdly, Chazal connect this chapter to a very specific person. Namely, we'll see Esther Hamalka, Queen Esther, in the story of Purim. Let's begin to unravel that connection together. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tetzvav, Daf Dalet, as well as the Gemara in Yuma, which we're going to read together, Daf Chav Test, Amna Aleph 29a, say the following. It says in this chapter, L'Naseach Ayelech HaShachar, it refers to this chapter as Ayelech HaShachar. First, it suggests why the Shachar is referred to here, but in the second explanation, the Gemara says alternatively, Amra Bezeira, why is Esther referred to here as a hind? Lomar lecha, ma ayala rachamat tsar v'chadiva al ba'la kol sha v'sha kasha rishona. Just like a hind, I think it's a gazelle or a hind, is its womb is very narrow, and therefore, because of its narrowness, in terms of the physical relationship, it's dear to its mate all the time. Af Esther hayisa chadiva al achashverosh, Kol Sha'avisha Kisha Rishona. Achashverosh loved Esther the many times they were together, as it was the first time since she was so dear to him in that way. That's how the Gemara interprets. But then the Gemara, according to Rav Asi, speaks in more generic or general terms about Esther. Amar Rav Asi, Lama Nimshala Esther LaShachar. Why is Esther compared to the Shachar Lomar Lecha? Ma Shachar Sof Kol Ha'ayla At Esther sof kol anisim. Just like Shachar, dawn is the end of the night, so to Esther was the end of all miracles. Now, obviously, we don't need the Gemara to tell us this. One should, on their own, I hope, intuit the next phrase of the Gemara is going to be sof kol anisim. We know the story of Purim took place, despite the calendar confusion sometimes, in the middle of Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, between the two Bata Mikdashos, the two temples. And the story of Chanukah took place in the end, towards the end of the second bais, the end of the second temple. And so how could the Gemara declare according to Rav Asi that Esther is compared to Shachar, because just like Shachar, dawn, is the end of the night, so too Esther is the end of all miracles. Isn't there a miracle of Hanukkah? And so, you know, the Gemara answers, for those who are interested to look it up, again, Yuma Daf Chav Tes Amin Aleph, Yuma 29a, the Gemara answers that the reason is because Hanukkah wasn't part of the liturgy, the general canon written down, whereas Purim was. And that gets into a further discussion there in the Gemara, Ayin Shem, see the Gemara there. But the point is that according to two different Amoraim here, this chapter is directly connected. Ayel Tashacha refers specifically to a person, namely Esther. And you should know not everybody agreed. In fact, the Radak himself, Alatar, on the Pasuk here, says that he concluded this is like a cry from Bnei Yisrael who are in Galus. It's a general cry. Nevertheless, somehow here, David thought, according to Chazal, to prophesy about the future, about Purim. The question is why he felt so connected to Purim, if this is true, according to Chazal, to prophesy about it here in Perek Beis in chapter 22 of Tehillim. So the Alshich on this chapter in the Hatama introduction answers his question. He writes the following. He says, "V'gam al darchin nashis leiv el omer lamnatzeach u'mizmor." The fact that it says lamnatzeach ayos hashachar and the mizmor leDavid means that David HaMelech tried to connect this chapter to himself, connected to Esther. So he says, using this Gemara, Ishu dihaya, we know that one of the psukim, the four psukim we say out loud, excuse me, during the Megillah is the pasuk about the lineage of Mordecai. Karli Yehudi v'karli leYemini, el b'shvil David de'asim Yehuda. That it's because of David who comes from Shevet Yehuda, di'i lo shavki l'shimi, havikatile lo havi nafik minei Mordecai. Not to get into the whole story now, but a well-known story in Sefer Shmuel. If David HaMelech had taken revenge, as he should have, he was justified to, against Shimi ben Gera, who cursed him, who definitely was had it coming to him, if David HaMelech had done so, he would have not allowed there to develop the Yishimini, namely Mordecai. V'hine Esther gam hi nolda mimad nafik mine Mordecai. And Esther is from Mordecai's family. So in a sense, David's restraint, his refrain from not killing Shimei ben Gera, allowed the future flourishing of birth of Mordecai and the birth of Esther. Uvezeh yomar, lamaseach ayelas hashachar, hi Esther, shakash baruch hu hitzlicha, Hashem gave her success. V'nei mizmor hazeh ba'estem yeyus v'roi liachto l'David. And that's why this connection is specifically to David. Shalmale hu lo yastas la'olam, lo nitzolo yisrael ayada, because if not for the fact that David allows Shimi to live, she never would have been born to allow the miracle of Purim to take place. And that's why David prophesies here about the miracle of Purim in particular. It connected himself because he was directly involved with enabling the miracle of Purim to happen. It's an amazing alshich. It's kedai to look into the Gemara there and the story in Shmuel, because it really is a beautiful storyline and how this really connects to the future of Am Yisrael and the miracle of the Purim story. And that's why, circling back, that we now understand what the Gra meant, that this is supposed to be the Shir Shalom for the day of Purim. Just one last note, I've quoted before, and it gets kedai because certainly he's recently passed away, Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, in his Sefer on Tehillim, his Talmidim record that he would daven for of Aaron Leib Steinman, who we always spoke about with such, apparently, with such love and affection. He would call him the God of Hador and talk about Steinman in the highest regard. He would daven for Aaron Leib Steinman using this chapter of Tehillim. Why? Because the name of Steinman's famous work on the Torah, five volumes of HaTorah, is called Ayelas HaShachar. And therefore, whenever he wanted to daven for Steinman, for his well-being, for his success, Rechan Kanievsky Zatzal would daven with his chapter, because that was the name of the five books he wrote, Al HaTorah of Aaron Leib Steinman. Beautiful idea, anecdote to share as well. We'll, Mirsa Hashem, continue with the actual Perek HaBeis, chapter 22, next week. Wishing you all a healthy, wonderful, meaningful day. And Mirsa Hashem, we'll be back next Tuesday.